I saw the water buckle, folds between the prows, traced incisions, a slapping of waves like packing pouring bark, lichen and spore, spiral thorns bent finger like and sailless silver chapel. Come, the cold, the rose cold death is the hand, cloud, you see the hand, my hand, upon the chopped and rotted keel. I watched the water shimmer in nooked pools of air, shining arabesques like roots tracing warrens, or song from this whispering dark to the birch and hazel. Come down, who wins? The mouth is caked with sugar, traces the prints of hair, droppings, leaves, gifts perhaps, courtship. Fingernails scoop into the fair, too cold to clasp the sledges for plastic, cleaving earth from home. I blame my hand over the foam, I smooth the dirt, the keel shuttering. Tide plays, mushrooms and seeds wash the dust of lost things. A rabbit skull, a nail. Come, come down. I watch the water smooth the bow, the dipping pond and a wave and breaker, or skimming chop and swallow drops lying on the platform. These traces of passing, cut to the waves, a salt splinter or salt hard burn, where the top beak wetted and peel, vanish in the sea's evening. As a memory of a hill of ferns, foxgloves break in the wake of wild garlic. This lost world, is nothing at all. As the boat's wake winds and settles and vanishes, the sea in once again silent. Man made earth, made furrows in the earth, made fishing lanes and farms of sand, rope lengths, nets and wire creels. Man made earth and filled the earth with seeds and hedges. Danced on tables, dangled cigarettes from window ledges. A ship docks upon a barren red island planet, a rock and twisted metal, upended falafel stands, denim rags and shattered neon. Between a queer standoff childishness, written by its name, strange upon the mouth, like a shell or a pebble. London, they say, London. Man-made air, pink satellites and debris, astral rings of camera relays, iron arrowheads placed mid-flight in the osprey's heart, a considerable witchcraft, and trails of kerosene. I say how I too am an exile from a land of bright green islands, and I fill the air with song and laughter, the heady gasps of future strong by faith of the present. Staring in the river, each peach stone with nicks and grooves, till it became mass-bucked, silent and uncanny. Carved soil, reed and parchment, till the three were as one, infinitely portioned, overlain with grain and borders. They say they are things, whirring and creaking, made like us, made of past and matter instead of flesh and future soul. Made of patterns, text, cloth, deductions, like tides, black and gold boards which still line the horizons of Threadneedle and Canary Wharf. Man made themselves in message boards, self-regulating systems, sang lays and feasted, rock floored, pressed and died and was pressed with music and light. One comes forward. She sings and extends her sandalwood palm. It is dry and old, so very old. Man made a race of men from linen, wire, and china. Their faces were painted with bright acrylic colours, expressions of joy and earnestness. Man made a race of men whose metal palms rolled cigarettes, poured cups of sugar into vats of dirt, and hammered crack. I clasp it. It's like touching a water-damaged page, the way writing appears in your mind fully formed. The smells and colours of the world which it sweeps in and is encircled by. I say, I am Kiss Chapel and Kalai, the land of endless ocean. She replies, you are human. And she is amazed. I tell her, I sail here now through the canals and waterways that bring the space together, transdimensional sea lanes that circle the archipelagos of my home. This is the past, Kiss Chapel. Your disgraces, gaudy heritage, your wreckage, yes, yours, your unchanging repository. is degradation, adolescence, travesty, grey. We, the unchanging ones, the undying record, the dream of heat and cold war, have been waiting for you, the endless many, we disinherited worlds. Plated carriage, spool and mar, a driver, echo, text and flickering trains, tell me, truly, what is this place? From the analog counters of the Antikythera mechanism, to Solomon's copper throne, Solomon's clockwork, eagle's crown, and the lacquered wood, glued leather of Yan Shi's automaton Casanova, the law-defying Marion of Luban, or Clytus Dove, and then finally us, China frozen, clothed drought. Built a crowd of helpless children, their faces empty bullets, cruel caricatures, dressed in ruffs and dangled gold, murdered and rounded cuffs, pleated folds and useless silhouettes, mark and chilling, dumb mummery. Upon chairs lying on game deck, wine bar and VR cage of their beasts, indifferent and foolish, the earth transformed into a watery hell of wealth and money until the watchers rose and they could see. Come, they go, but the moor's coat deafens the hand, clawed, and you see only the hand, my hand, upon the chopped and rotted keel. I watch the water shimmer in nooked pools of air, shining arabesques like roots tracing lines, or song fungus whispering dirt to the birch and hazel. Come down, it whinnies. A mouth is caked with sugar and mud, traces the prints of hails, droppings, leaves, gifts perhaps, of courtship. Fingernails scoop into the fen, though cold, too cold to clasp the sledge's plastic, cleaving earth from home. I blame my hand over the foam. I smooth the dirt, the keel shuttering, tide plays, and mushrooms and seeds wash the dust of lost things. A rabbit skull, a nail. You'll teach me to look back, think from mildewed page in black what I'd learned to sing, how, in the beginning. In the beginning there was everything else, a wind of endless matter and force, beating to bubble like soap foam or scum collected at rapids shallows, the dry white spewing by Snickers wrappers, beer cans, rotted cardboard. In the beginning there was everything except specifics, if you can picture, except darkest purple, that maddening breakneck elastication and ceasing that was everything else. The self-inflating universe. In the beginning was the room, and in it was written all that would come. An unassuming quark which fizzed like Sherbet, champagne. A shy, infant universe, no bigger than a salt grain, the end of a finger. Smaller than any image or math would make data so small it never had a chance and passed into the realm of language. Of the mind. The Var, the Velmak Shah, drawing them back into the past, drawing them back into the past. In the beginning, after I've run away from the house of my father, in the beginning, after I'd hidden and scuttled back the bare glance of song, in the beginning I worked as a scavenger upon the waterways, taking what was left from the people of the past. It seemed strange, daunting, that things could have made it left. A toothbrush like a sandpaper wedge, riddled with tusk marks and grooves. Fossil sex toys, trails of paraphernalia from ball-based games. Now there's no way to think of it, but something had come from before. In the beginning, worlds overlapped, in dance and language, as the moon pressed into cosmos, cold space to become flotsam and remainder. The kinetic across the gauge of inconsistency, spinning flying planets in the beginning I went from home to make a home in the dark and hopelessness of that violence. Its found objects, relics, artifacts, totems. I felt the symbols and clues, half-truths scattered, surfacing on lily pads, beneath the tangles and dandelions. I did digging my fingers deep, deep into the earth and water. In the beginning, the Ma watched Kyrel split, sunder, bubbled water as raw-boiled pots, a blue pole still in magma to stone, and canals, burns, rivers, all fuming to history's first tinder's eyes, red gold, already ancient. The curved floodplains grow matter what's plain chant, as the spell song of your home was born, and the curves of canals and waterways, the traced lines of the horizon, they all sang out the room. Sing it then in turn, sing it now, in the beginning, sing how there's a word in pair of lips, coral red, its hand upon a throat dragged forward, when it words to a coat of salt and nail spent, matter what's black. Sing it then, darling, sing it now, in the beginning, sing how fathers be warned, and make the call down upon the sea black darkness, wave, tide, wonder, word, emotion. And yet there's knowledge of blundered catchphrase, slogans, bruising, all these violent nouns, violence printed on life in marks and signs, silence holding life to lifeless marks and signs. In the beginning, worlds overlapped, no pressed space and data. The retching steel stretched rush of that thing passing through the stillness traced quantum dance steps. Ring grammar of space sings this then that braced pan. Words, matter, song of the unsung letter, a silent manuscript. In the beginning, the word becomes both the archaeology of its tracing, its speaking, as both clock and man become the stroke of their hands, falling together by a watershed, a breaking point of information, the crack, people, and the world's truth of the matter, graphing on pencil, map and trial, love's rushing madness to the trace jewel house cell, world's dance steps to glyph and tune, so goes the song of the room, so goes the song of the room, so goes the song of the room.